This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet boy until I got old.
Live got no from friends. The InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till
got a hold of me. You know what feels so good? I have more friends, real people, not fake people, than I've ever had. It is so good that all the trash hates me. I got no friends because they read the papers. No, I got so many friends because they read the papers and they hate the papers. It's good to see MSM lose its power, isn't it? And they don't get it. The more they hit us, we have record traffic and record revenue coming in right now to fund the operation.
I'm not sure when it'll sink in. I'm really not sure when the death of the mainstream media will sink in. They've been operating as walking dead for years now. So it still hasn't sunk in, but it will. It will. It didn't with Hillary, but
next time. Oh, misogynism. That's what, I mean, at least during the campaign,
Biden, climate change.
At least Joe Biden was honest and said, I know we don't really like her, and we kind of forced her on him. You got to go ahead and vote for her. Now it's, oh, we didn't vote for her because she's a woman. I'd vote for a woman in 1 second, like Le Pen. We didn't vote for Hillary because she's a creepy master criminal.
That simple.
Let's go to phone calls. Ken in the great state of Texas, then Beth in the amazing state of Virginia, and then Levi in the unbelievably beautiful state of Washington. Ken, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. As much as I'd like to make my point, it's a pleasure to listen to you when you're on fire and in the zone.
Thank you, brother.
I was calling about the wall, and the Democrats are celebrating that Trump didn't get funding for it. And I had written an article years ago about the wall and immigration. I'd never sent it to any politicians because none of them would do anything about it. I could tell, but everybody knows what a coyote is on the border.
Yes.
A coyote is a mafia that transports people and drugs across the border, and they pay for it. If a simple solution to this would be if the American government become a coyote, and people that are in America that are working, paying taxes legally or illegally, but paying taxes, if they simply paid a fee to the American government, say $1,500 a year, instead of paying a coyote $8,000 to get them across the border, they pay a flat tax. They pay $1,500 a year. That funds the wall, and we know who's here.
That's a good idea. We can just put fines. We can put fines on illegals if they've committed a crime, and then pay for it. There's so many ways you can have a entry fee that you build the wall for. And so, again, the fact he hasn't killed Obamacare, it took Obama 2+ years to pass it. We're 100 days in, and he hadn't gotten it repealed. They're calling him a loser. It's all spin.
Well, I'm not the biggest wall guy, to be honest with you. I don't care if it gets built or not. I think just enforcing
it. Sure, but it's a symbol. It's a symbol.
And it does have effectiveness. I'm not saying it won't be effective. But keep in mind, everybody keeps saying, oh, there's no funding for the wall, no funding for the wall. What did Trump say his entire campaign? Mexico will pay for the wall. Mexico will pay for the wall. This wasn't Mexico's proposed budget. This was the United States. So maybe he's just following through with that word. He's not going to make us pay for it.
Absolutely. You know, there's an article on InfoWars.com where Senator Paul's teaching a class on dystopia, and it's making the liberals mad. And there's a bunch of new articles on InfoWars.com. They're constantly getting posted. So will the crew print all the latest?
The left is the only political entity that gets to tell you about dystopia. Don't you see, Alex? The right can't do that. Only the left, because it's the right that's the dystopic.
Absolutely. Ken, anything else?
Yeah, this way, Mexico does, in effect, pay for the wall.
Repeat your idea again for folks that may have missed it.
Okay, it's very simple. If the American government, say Texas, Arizona, they get $500 for the state for letting them come through their state. $1,000 goes to the government. We process the people. They pay a flat tax. Now they're paying a tax. We know who's here. If they commit a crime, they're never allowed to come back into the country again. If they're working, paying taxes. I'm a contractor in Austin. I've listened to you for years. I've got people that work for me that have been paying taxes. They're here illegally, but they've got a driver's license. They're paying taxes, but they're scared to death. They're afraid they're going to be shipped back home. And they say, all we want is an opportunity. All we want is a chance.
No, I agree. We should make it easy for hardworking, good people to legally be here. And then kick all the criminals out no matter where they come from. And that's the type of reform we need. The problem is the Democrats and Republicans always add a bunch of garbage to it. That's why it hadn't happened yet. But that is what Trump's planning. We'll be right back. Thank you, Ken. Great points.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, yeah, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Coming up is on InfoWars.com. Ex-banker claims he was invited to take part in child satanic sacrifices, rituals. It's a powerful video. We're going to be playing that.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Yeah, you see hip shows with big actors like Woody Harrelson and others, like True Detective, where there's a leech in Louisiana, Mississippi, running child kidnapping rings where they torture him to death. And there's a giant cover-up going on. And, no, that's the big hit show. And you've got all these different elites caught involved in satanic rituals in Europe. You've got Trump involved in this giant roundup of these people, but almost no attention of it, ending up mainstream news. And then here's the article. I saw this a few weeks ago, but I wanted time to vet it, research it, check into it. Paul Watson's done it. It's got a lot of credibility. Ex-banker claims he was invited to take part in child sacrifice rituals. These people were Luciferians. Powerful video. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour. And then I'm going to get Millie Weaver in here on the Antifa rioters yesterday in Austin. A former Dutch banker. Oh, yeah. The Dutch area. They've caught people with the kids in cages, the slaves. It's really come out there. The police have done investigations. They've found people with the kids, but then the investigations get shut down. A former Dutch banker has given a sit-down interview during which he claims that he was invited by members of the financial elite to participate in child sacrifice rituals. Ronald Bernard was a successful entrepreneur who ran a number of businesses before entering the world of finance. Upon doing so, he was told by his peers to put his conscience in the freezer. I was training to become a psychopath, and I failed. That's exactly right.
He breaks down in this interview and starts crying.
Bernard's background checks out. He's profiled by the Devoltskrat article from 2017. He goes on to describe how elitists saw the people as useless parasites and were completely content to crash economies, destroy companies, and enrich themselves. Bernard then relates, I was invited to participate in occult satanic rituals with other elites. I've been invited to go be part of the Hellfire Club at Oxford.
He describes scenes from the movie with Tom Cruise. I can't think of it right now.
Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the only person to interview in the last 15 years, Vivian Kubrick. And when I interviewed her and she was getting ready to come to Austin and spill the guts, all hell broke loose. Sleeper cells inside the operation, government stuff. I mean, I can't get into it all at this time. And then she just disappeared.
Haven't heard from her?
I'm not at liberty to get into it all. But she kind of co-directed his last four or five movies in the score for Full Metal Jacket. He was her main. He was her favorite in the family of the other daughter and the mom and Vivian Kubrick. And that's, I mean, I've never broken confidence with people, and I almost want to tell people the stuff she told me, but I just can't do it. And I almost, just for safety's sake, need to, but it was, The Shining was real in that those were experiences he had, basically. I'm not going to get into all of it. She didn't tell me I couldn't talk about that. The Shining was real, but also Dr. Strangelove was basically real, and Eyes Wide Shut was basically real. And I'm not allowed to say why I know that.
Well, I think that, and this is just my
opinion. I mean, all the stuff she told me. I'm sorry, and I could check it out with some other Hollywood folks and some other top-level musicians that actually knew about it, but it's unbelievable.
If it makes it to Hollywood, if it makes it to the movies, if it makes it to our minds, if we can conceive it in our heads, I'm to the point now where I believe it's probably physically manifested itself at this point.
Well, here's the deal. Her dad brushed up against it in the 50s, back when he was putting Paths to Glory out and all those famous films. And Spartacus and all that. And he was like, whoa. And that's why he went and basically hid in the British countryside and was like a recluse after that. And then they came after him. Well, and the way they came after him is the same stuff they're doing to me, man. It is hardcore.
Just kind of on the same topic, which is a bit off topic. But, you know, Ridley Scott, the director of the new Prometheus movie, Alien Covenant. I know I was a fan of the Prometheus movie. I know you like to talk about it. He says that aliens are real and they're coming. So,
well, yeah, I said that when the first film came out 4 years ago. People didn't believe me.
The elites believe.
And I said, this is what the elites believe.
Yeah.
I forget the name of the video. It's something like Secrets of Prometheus Revealed. And I said, this is this whole program, and they believe this is what happens, and they believe we are aliens. I'm not saying all this where the media picks it up. This is what they believe. And they believe they're in contact with them interdimensionally. And it's not that they're even in another dimension. They're communicating transdimensionally over the space-time continuum through fold space, which they now mathematically proven is there. So they're in the third dimension, but they're transmitting through a higher dimension that our brain's able to basically periscope up into, and then they're giving humanoids on this planet the dark technology to actually build and the construct to the whole system set up when they get here.
And it might make sense how people end up looking the way they look, like a George Soros or a John Kerry or a Hillary Clinton, just looking absolutely sick. I mean, they look like they've been through the Crypt Keeper's dungeon.
Oh, and by the way, before I go to more calls, guys, pull up, because that's the Daily Mail right there, and also a bunch of other articles have it. Aliens are real and will probably destroy us all, director Ridley Scott said. Now, he's saying that in 2017, May 2nd. That's today. I didn't even know that it came out. Print that for me. I put out 3-4 years ago, this was 4 years ago, when Prometheus, which is Genesis, came out. And that's the genesis of it. I'm explaining this is the real genesis. This is what they believe. Let's pull up my YouTube video. This titled Secrets of Prometheus Revealed or Leaked. Pull it up. You watch that. And I say exactly what Ridley Scott saying in that film. Now, let's scroll down. Secrets of Prometheus Leaked. Let's click on that. And let's click on the viewfinder. Let's click on the actual where it says YouTube there on the lower right-hand side. TV viewers, thank you.
That the old
only has 887,000 views. This is literally what the elite actually believe, what I've been told by the highest levels. And then I was told a month before the letter came that you're going to be invited to Oxford. And if you're invited, speaking to the Oxford faculties is something that presidents do. It's a big honor, big deal. But I said, really, this offer is for you to then go into the caves underneath and be in the first level satanic sex orgy ritual. And, you know, we think you got what it takes. We think you're hardcore enough. You're going to find out what's really going on. And, you know, you got to be willing to do this. And I told this high-level Hollywood person, household name, not Charlie Sheen, folks. It's a director. I said, not going to do it. Thanks a lot. They said, it's a big honor. You do this, you don't have to do the other rituals. And I said, I know where this leads. Okay. So then Oxford invited me, and I said, no, I'm not going. Cambridge then sends a letter a month later and says, oh, you know the other side of this? We're actually the, you know, the good guys and are trying to get out of this. And I just said, I'm not coming. So I've had the literal high-level Illuminati invite me to their meetings. And I've told everybody that. People are starting to finally listen. But I had them when I was in high school, they were trying to get me. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I mean, it's...
And that's because they're getting, they believe, and I believe it now because they're getting higher order information.
I think that the key here is for people to understand that this is how...
Dude, they had people back in time trying to stop me. I don't know how all this works, but I'm telling you.
But that's what I'm saying. People, and whether this is going on or not...
But see, there's good in the universe, there's free will, so they couldn't stop me. Sorry.
But this is what they believe. That's the key here. It's not about whether you're saying you believe this or, you know... This is how they think. This is what they're thinking. This is how they're operating. This is how these elite social groups are operating. That's the key. That's what people need to have sink in. That's what people cannot come to grips with. They cannot come to the terms with that reality that secret societies actually exist.
And they're tapped into something they don't want you to know about.
Or they're tapped into anything, and they have these crazy beliefs that most of the average humans would just laugh at.
I told people 4 years ago, Ridley Scott believes in aliens and is given high-level stuff, basically from Oxford, and you know, that's where he was hooked up, and this is a revelation, and that when the next movie comes out, he's going to tell you it's all real. I said that 4 years ago. He just did it today.
You people are going to want you to start talking about aliens more now that you're talking about
you
it.
You know.
You know that's how it goes.
All right, we got to take
this
call.
I won't get into it.
No, here we go. I apologize. We're going to send you, Beth, because I think it's good for women. Women are mainly buying it. The conservatism is the new counterculture. Paul Joseph Watson shirt for you holding an hour. When you hold an hour now, you get a free shirt. If you'll give us your address and want that, Beth, you can have a nutraceutical if you'd like. Beth, thank you for holding like a true trooper. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. So, you know, speaking of shirts, I just want to say that I actually just ordered about $100 worth of shirts because I have family who's coming in from California, and my sister and I have decided that our desires just trigger them. So every single day that they're here, we will be wearing an InfoWars shirt.
By the way, I didn't know you were going to say that. We didn't screen your call, so we're going to send you, because you did that, Harmon, make sure we get it. Make sure we do it, guys. Send it to Nico. We're going to send you 5 shirts. You tell us the 5 you want. Go ahead.
Holy cow. Thanks, man. That's awesome.
You bet.
I'm not exactly sure why I called. I just really feel like I need to get my voice out there. But, you know, I've been thinking long and hard about this, and Trump is fighting with us. People seem to think he's going against us. You know, he's handing us everything that we need, that he needs us to help him with. So, for example, look at the taxes. Look at what he's doing. He's giving us a $24,000 tax credit as a married couple. Now, if you really think about it, with a tax credit that high as a married couple, and people are making such low amounts of money, it's almost impossible to feed the beast when it comes to taxes. So here you are, you're making, you know, the minimum amount, $32,000 a year for the lower tax bracket. You're getting $24,000 tax credit. Very minimal amount of money is going to the beast, which is exactly what Trump has always done with his taxes. He goes out and he does such good for people. He gives people a place to live. He takes money from all these elites with his hotels, and he writes all these books so that we know the way he thinks and all this amazing things. And
exactly,
you know,
I'm going to hold you over. You're such a good caller. I want to pop in on this. He needs us to feel confident and power. He's promoting Americana, giving us confidence, moving to get the taxes cut, getting the small businesses going, saying we're a country again. That fundamentally is high noon to the globalist vampires. So stay there, Beth, and then Levi, next segment you'll get in, and we'll get to Michael, Eric, Victor, everybody, straight ahead. And we've got so much more coming up today. There is so much to get to. We've got that article about the elite banker, mainstream news, about the satanic sacrifices of children.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 1 dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 1616.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 67cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 67cash.com and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 67cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 67cash.com. Type www.67cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 67cash.com. 67cash.com. Cash.com. 67cash.com.
So we got big news. Colbert, it's on drudgereport.com, red linked, has made a homophobic slur at President Trump I don't think it's homophobic, but people have the right to be critical of whoever they want, to sit there and call somebody a you-know-what sucker. I mean, that's just a point of saying there's somebody that's subservient. Doesn't mean male or female. But he called Trump Vladimir Putin's bleep holster.
His Johnson holster.
His Johnson holster. So that's not anti-gay. He's saying he's serving him. Just like when I called Congressman Peter Schiff the same thing. It had nothing to do with gay people or heterosexual. It meant he was worshiping the New World Order. It means it's like saying you're a brown noser. Okay? And I don't want to use these gross terms on air. It's mainly a family show. It's just that I'm not defending Colbert. He's lied about me. He's attacked me. He's done terrible things. But I love how they eat their own to have, like you were saying earlier, this super extreme political correctness. That's funny to call the president on a comedy show, Vladimir Putin's weenie holster. I mean, I don't agree with it. It's not true. It's a load of bull. But he's got a right to say it. And it's not meant to be offensive on anybody except the president. And the president's a public figure. So grow up, everybody, about us and about Schiff and about Colbert. I mean, I was attacked all over the national news for that by homophobic rant. Wasn't. Go ahead.
Well, don't forget about the Jimmy Kimmel skit, too, which I thought it was kind of funny, even though it was totally bogus and ludicrous. Here's my thought process on this now, Alex, because it has gotten to a point where it's so ridiculous. I just say, wow, thank you guys. You guys are promoting us. Thank you so much. And I'll pretend to believe this, even though it's not true. They're actually fans of yours, Alex. They're actually fans of yours. They want people to know about you. They just can't let people know that. So instead, they attack you to draw attention. Instead of saying, wow, I really like Alex Jones, he's right, they attack you to draw attention to you.
I know for a fact that's the case with Kimmel, but I don't want to get him in trouble. I don't know about Colbert. I think Colbert, he's got to believe the stuff he's spewing, man.
But that's what I'm saying. At the end of the day now, it's come to a point where your audience is only going to continue to grow because they're injecting you into the stream where you didn't exist before.
That's right. I'm getting to people in the matrix. They're trying to inoculate people in the matrix when they first hear about us, not listen to us, but instead it's sending more of them to us. So I wonder, what are they going to do as everything they do fails? Let's go back to Beth, who was making great points about Trump needs us to get behind his agenda, not turn on him because he's not delivering everything perfectly. This is not instant gratification. The globalists hate him more than ever. They won't run his ads. They're trying to impeach him. They're saying kill him. They hate him for a reason because they know he wants America to be great. Does it mean he's not a big strong man? Does it mean he doesn't have problems? I hate what he's doing with Russia and stuff. Go ahead, Beth.
Yeah, Alex, I agree. You know, whatever's going on internationally, I do believe that there is an agenda behind it. You know, he did tell us when he, after the election and he went on air with you, he did tell us to give him a year. You know, there's a lot of doubt going on out there. The man has to play the game to not lose his life, and they don't want him to lose his life because that is going to start a civil war. And when the civil war starts, they know they have failed, and we are going to kick their butts, and we're going to take them all out. We're going to take our country back.
You know, I'm glad that you bring that up, the civil war thing, because as Antifa continues to ramp up, now they're putting out videos of them. Apparently they've gotten their hands on some firearms, and they're learning how to shoot guns. They're going to bring in the police state. This is something that InfoWars covered at nauseam for years and years, how the police state, they want to bring this in. Now you've got the mayor of Baltimore calling for the federalization of the police there. They need to...
Exactly. They attack the police. They bring in a police state. Then they federalize the police, put in their own people. And now the police state they help build is used against us.
And then they get us to get behind it because they use the radical communists, the radical leftists out in the streets to actually promote violence. But here's the thing about Trump in the first year in his 4 years of presidency. We're in the first quarter right now. We've got a pretty good team. All right. If you've got a good team,
he's already put three touchdowns on the board.
Even if you're behind in the first quarter, you can still come back to win.
But he's already ahead.
I think that the problem right now is that we, the people, are looking for something else. We invested so much into the.
He's not a god.
And we got Trump in. And now we're sitting here just expecting Trump to do everything. And he can't. He's got his hands tied on certain things. He's got other people.
A total government rebellion. But the key is he's doing a lot of great things. And we need to be critical when he's doing bad things, but we also need to be very, very supportive when he's doing good things. Thank you, Beth. You're awesome. Give us your info. We're going to send you five shirts of your choice. So give us your email and number. I'm going to get it to Tim Frugier and to Weldon Hinch of the Day to make sure that happens.
We have to drain the swamp in 2018. That is the biggest thing we can do for Trump. Omar Navarro is paving the way right now in Maxine Waters' district. Anybody who wants to win against Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, look at Omar Navarro. He's paving the path.
Absolutely. We need to take down these big globalists. Thank you, Beth. All right, we've got big news on the satanic rituals and whistleblowers.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Straight ahead.
Alex
straight
Jones
ahead.
And then we've got Radio Network.
Millie Weaver coming in on what she witnessed yesterday with the Antifa scum.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5300. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diets of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and 7 total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You found it, the front lines of the human awakening. It's the InfoWar.
And now, Alex Jones.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, to drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None were level on the mine.
The great Jimi Hendrix, bringing us in all along the watchtower. Millie Weaver is here in studio. She did a great job yesterday, along with Rob doing others out there in the streets. Gavin as well, in Austin, Texas, with huge throngs of Smurf-like communists running around, engaging in their normal, dirty behavior. These are some of the same communists that go and try to shut down cat rescue cat cafes. I have articles here where they say gentrification is death. High-end cars, properties targeted by vandals in Philly. I notice it's mainly liberals that are out promoting anti-free market while they're rich and then being attacked by their own minions. Why don't these Antifa people end up moving to North Korea, Venezuela, and other places that are admittedly collapsing? We're going to go over some of these articles here in a moment. We had a man stabbed to death, three others stabbed during all this hysteria right around the same time in the same area. Millie was there while that happened. We've got some excerpts of all this coming up. But, Millie, I saw your live feeds. Actually, while it was happening, I was riveted. While I was going to pick my kids up at school, I was listening to it, listening to the video over my speakers in my car. But at red lights, I was watching. What is it like being in the middle of something like that?
Well, you get a little bit of an adrenaline rush, definitely. I get energized in those type situations, and I get really excited, and I just kind of want to go out and get these Antifa, these commies, these, because, you know, most of them are millennials. I want to red pill them, and I really do believe that it is possible to red pill these guys. A lot of them just have a lot of misunderstandings about the way our government is and how it works, and I really have just been trying to have sincere dialogue with them, which it is pretty hard to do. It seems like their organizers try to get in the middle anytime you actually start engaging in dialogue with any of their commies. They'll go, comrade, no, come back here. Or they'll yank them and boss them around. So their organizers don't want open dialogue.
Dealing with communists for 22 years, they always threaten me physically. They always are super stupid. And they always have weird old professors and people handling them, and they'll never talk to you. And it's because they're such addled, controlled, weird youth, controlled by Facebook and other things that are literally designed to keep them in a box, keep them insecure, that they intellectually cannot talk to you and are cult members and have to be kept on a reservation. We're going to get to that excerpt of what you witnessed yesterday first. Then, because I know you guys just got back from California covering this, it's broken in major newspapers in the Netherlands. A high-level banker claims he was invited to take part in child sacrifice rituals. And he said it was sex rituals at first with women, but then it got into children. And I noticed a comment on Infowars.com with folks saying, oh, he liked the women, he liked the party, but once it got more serious, he wimped out. What I noticed is on liberal websites like Salon and others, but also their commenters on our site, we can go look at Discus and see their history on other sites. It's public. They're really into this, pedophilia, murder, death. This is the trendy, cool thing that they're so selfish, it's about them, but then they're also anti-Trump. And it's very honest of them that they really are just about Satanism and evil and do as thou wilt and Aleister Crowley and the Golden Dawn. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But let's get into your views on what happened yesterday, to see them with the Nike tennis shoes and the fancy sports jerseys and the cell phones and all the accoutrements of the wealthy Western world, wanting communism, wanting North Korea, wanting hereditary dictatorship, wanting Venezuela and the starvation. And while you're talking, for TV viewers, I'm going to show folks some of the headlines about the mass starvation, the death in every communist country still ongoing, Millie.
Well, you could obviously see that these were college students. It was actually kind of funny because I shouted out, who of you all go to UT? How many of you guys are college kids? And somebody actually raised their hand, you know, in the crowd. I'm like, oh, okay. And some of them were like, why are we going to tell you where we're at? Then we can be identified. But it's obvious that these are college kids. They don't really know the true history. There have been studies out there where millennials were polled, and a lot of them thought favorably about communism and socialism. And what it boils down to is they don't realize the massive deaths that have resulted from communism. They don't realize that once these communist people come into power, they start killing off their enemies or those who they feel could actually lead an uprising against them. They kill off their own. They silence their own. People who live in a communist country are not happy. They always are trying to escape from communist countries, like we see people.
But their argument is because we exist, then the utopia can't spring forward. We have to lay down and die first, then the new utopia. Like the transhumanists. A lot of transhumanists just want to live longer and have advanced technology. I'm totally for that. But the thing driving it was the eugenics society. Julian Huxley's brother, well, it was Aldous Huxley, but he ran the UN program. And they wanted to get rid of the majority of us. Only then can they transcend.
yeah, they feel like they need to get rid of the people who are in power and get rid of the anyone who's standing in the way of communism so that they can have their communist utopia. And they really do believe that in their communist utopia, all of the resources will be shared equally. And that usually doesn't ever happen in communist countries.
I noticed the Muslims are also out there with the commies. Again, just an absolutely sickening smorgasbord.
Yeah, you have people wearing things that look like burqas, definitely.
And I know why they wear masks, too, because whether they're white, black, Hispanic, Asian, they all look like they had their soul sucked. They all look like, I mean, this is...
They look scared. That's what I could actually see in their eyes. It's really interesting because they're covering the rest of their face and all you see are their eyes. You really focus on their eyes and they looked scared. Definitely. They didn't realize that you were actually going to have people who wanted to protect the city of Austin, the Constitution, the First Amendment, make sure the police were okay and could handle it. There were a lot of people that just came out there on their own accord that were liberty-loving people out there. I mean, and they were carrying, definitely carrying rifles. They were carrying, and they wanted to make sure that these Antifa weren't going to start burning, looting.
And exactly. And the police aren't perfect, but there are police. It's our country. The communists want to destabilize things, overthrow things, and then bring in a real police state.
Well, you know, the police actually did great.
That's why we're supporting the police.
Yes, the Austin Police Department did an amazing job. They were really fair. They were protecting the communists. And I kept shouting out, I'm like, you guys need to thank the police. You guys hate the police. You yell that the police are pigs.
Well, they say kill them.
Yeah, they call them pigs, bang, bang, pigs. And at the same time, the police were there the whole time around them, protecting them, making sure that they were safe and that they could
I love how these communists think they're so tough. We're going to roll this video, a lot of amazing stills and things you have. We're going to roll some of this video, then we've got breaking news. We also have this big story on Infowars.com that Paul Watson's researched. It's out of the Netherlands. Ex-banker claims he was invited to take part in child sacrifice rituals. We knew about this 2 weeks ago and it being in major newspapers. We wanted to vet it, do some research first, because the media distorts what we cover here. But this is something that really goes on. It keeps coming out over and over again. And
exactly.
It ties into the whole Eyes Wide Shut paradigm that Millie and others have been investigating. But first, let's go ahead and go to this piece. Then I'm going to get a few calls from Levi and others that have been holding so long on the air with us. So let's go ahead and go to that piece from yesterday in Austin, Texas, on International Luciferian May Day. Here it is.
So the communists are now making their way inside they have a little wagon of communist memorabilia right there. They're going to take inside somewhere.
Notice how they all work collectively, too. It's like none of them can talk. These are all people that were not breastfed. I don't say that.
They're good. What's protesting?
We're not held next to their parents.
We're protesting capitalism.
They don't have love. They just need the state. They're looking for money.
A couple of them were willing to talk, but like I said, they're...
Now, what is this guy saying?
I should have interrupted.
Back it up 10 seconds. I apologize. Back it up 20 seconds. I apologize, Millie. I'm talking over it, and I'm sitting here. It's just... Go ahead. Here he is.
Doing good. What you protesting today?
We're protesting capitalism.
Yeah.
The evils of capitalism.
He's got a smartphone.
It's terrible.
Yeah. And what are you going to replace it with?
Communism.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How many people are you going to kill to replace it with communism?
By any means necessary.
Big
game. Oh, yeah, we're also replacing the First Amendment. No more hate speech. No First Amendment.
No more hate speech. Do you want to get rid of the First Amendment?
God, these people are unbelievable. They're trying to shut us down right now?
They don't realize that the reason they're even allowed to be out there marching is because they have the First Amendment.
The blue cap, you might want to check that out. Like I was telling you, these are fascist Nazis. The term snowflake comes from Nazi Germany when they would burn the Jews, the ashes that would fall, they would call it snowflakes.
Look at this guy. We're racist.
Does that have anything to do with the social justice warriors crying about everything and telling people how to talk?
No. That's where it comes from.
Look how helpless this guy is.
Do you see how a lot of this is out of ignorance?
Do you think terms can be reappropriated?
Not when it's used by the same group, no.
Yeah. Do you think these guys are Nazis? I don't see anybody wearing swastikas or anything.
The Daily Stormer, man.
One guy in a t-shirt.
Snowflake.
I see a bunch of people covering their faces saying they want a communist revolution.
And to ban free speech.
Why are you more concerned with that than Nazis?
we went to war. We went to World War II, and tons of Americans, thousands of Americans died to defeat the Nazis. And then you're just...
Obviously, the communist regime of Russia did have a part in taking down the Nazi regime. But why do you think you really think there's Nazis in America right now? And these people aren't really the Nazis that you're walking with.
Those are the Nazis. Yeah,
the ones that are covering their faces and beating people up, yes.
Yeah, them around here.
Anybody covering their faces except these people.
You know that guy was a crib baby. I'm not being mean. I've learned. They have shriveled brains. They weren't given love. I've talked to them. They were all like, I was in the orphanage. I'm not putting orphanage people down. It's just, I'm telling you, these are unformed people.
Yeah.
I was like, no.
That means everyone should have the exact same standard of living after...
Like North Korea?
Who's going to work then? Who's going to do anything?
Redistribution. Redistribution, big government. Big government can solve everything. You get big enough?
Except for the people... In the big government, they always end up getting more perks, more money.
Every communist country like Cuba and North Korea have hereditary dictators.
Yes.
In Venezuela, they worship the state and everything's collapsing. Let me show people the articles. Gentrification is death. No food, no medicine, no respite. A starving boy's death in Venezuela. New York Times. Doesn't criticize communism. Starving Venezuelans dying for eating poisonous yucca sold in black market. Yes, the people of Venezuela are literally starving to death. We're living in the end times. Starving Venezuelans giving away children to survive. Our poorest people can have all the food they want. Video, Cuba May Day mob attacks protester waving American flag. Yeah, they want to ban free speech. We could probably roll some of that. Look at this. Flipping off the small memorial for victims of communism in D.C. Total scum. Images of North Korea. Kim Jong-un doesn't want you to see. Haunting pictures inside North Korea taken by the photographer who has now been banned from the rogue state for life. You got to go look at those photos for yourself. If you want to see what it's like to be a starving slave, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, and it just goes on. North Korea's Kim Jong-un is starving his people to pay for nuclear weapons. On and on and on.
That's right. They have such bad famines in North Korea. And people want to leave so bad that literally they had to put a minefield all around the borders so that when people would try to escape, they have to risk running through a minefield.
And they can't get to China because of the Yalu River. Just like in East Germany, they had to build a wall to keep the people in. But again, everybody knows that except a bunch of spoiled, rotten kids with government programs paying for their worthless educations, walking around wearing stuff capitalism built for them, where they can have thousands of different types of iPhone cases or glasses or prosthesis or cars or food. And literally in communist countries, there's nothing, idiot. Let's go to a phone call here. Levi, you've been holding like a trooper. That's why you get any T-shirt you wish from InfoWarsStore.com. Get your name and address if you'd like, and we will send you that free shirt from InfoWarsStore.com for holding more than an hour. Levi, you're a trooper. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to start off by saying the products, Caveman, Super Blue, Super Male Vitality, amazing products. Works like a charm. My question would be, a couple weeks ago, you had Daniel Estulin on. And,
yes.
He had mentioned that some of his Bilderberg sources had said that the Rothschilds were backing Trump. And at first I kind of thought like, well, that's kind of cool. The elites are backing him. But then I started to think, but are they backing him to fuel both sides of the war? Or, are they co-opting
him? Well, I wouldn't say they're totally backing him. The Rothschilds are a big group. It's clearly that Jared Kushner and others are connected into all that. That's admitted. He's connected into, really a mafia group that they're constantly getting indicted and going to prison for stuff. So I just think that's a small part of the overall Trump operation. Trump is trying to bring prosperity. The globalists want austerity. He wants our country to be powerful. He wants our country to grab control of globalism and use it for Americana. Is that perfect? No, but it's better than globalism, and I'm supporting it because he wants prosperity for the general public and wants to be the king of that, not the king of slavery. But go ahead.
Oh, yeah, and I was just wondering if they were maybe funding, both sides of the war, essentially, to come out on top, or...
The Rothschilds have always done that and been involved in a lot of stuff, but, you talk about the Rothschilds. Rothschilds own The Economist magazine, and they attack Trump and myself mercilessly. So I'm not saying I totally agree with Estulin's a smart guy, but I just don't take it, I don't take everything he says like it's, from the word of God or anything. I think it's more... complex issue. There are a lot of elites that are actually getting behind Trump now. He's having success, saying maybe prosperity is the way to go because the world population is not going to buy globalism and forced austerity and human extermination that Bill Nye, the science guy, and Al Gore are pushing. What's really happening is globalism's failing, so a lot of the elites are rethinking it and maybe saying maybe we should go with Americana in 1776, but let's destroy Alex Jones, one of the flashpoints of it, because we don't want him part of, you know, any system to keep us honest into the future. They want to co-op things. I am a zealot for Renaissance and human empowerment. I believe in humanity. I don't believe we're pathetic and always going to be fallen. I believe we're rising. Thank you so much. Great points at Levi. Get his address and info. Send him a free shirt of his choice. Speaking of that, I'm going to come back and get to this clip of the banker. Claims he was involved and take part in child sacrifice. We'll do a few segments on that ahead of Watson coming. And we'll finish a few calls as well with Watson, because this is his article on InfoWars.com. But briefly, Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste made in America by the biggest manufacturer of fluoride-free organic toothpaste. Private labels it for us with added iodine, colloidal silver, and tea tree oil. It's concentrated. My dad designed it, and he's a dentist. He said, why have the fillers that most of them have? This doesn't have fillers. InfoWars, none of our products do.
It's great. I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm so glad I threw out my old toothpaste, and I only use this stuff now.
Well, it's more than 25% off right now, and it's 10% off on top of that when you sign up for AutoShip. You get it for like half price when you get multiple tubes. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the main site. 53% off on the Bone Broth Caveman Ultimate Paleo. It was supposed to go away today, but they didn't take it down. It's about to sell out. That's fine, but the special's still up there on that as well, and that helps fund the operation. And we have a 30-hour broadcast. We kick off tomorrow at 11 a.m. Central.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3.
Are you dreaming of a summer vacation? It's time to stop dreaming and start booking. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
With more than 10 million vacation rentals to choose from, Tripping.com makes it easy to find the perfect beach house, lake house, or condo for your big summer vacation.
And with access to all of those properties, we can tell you that now is the time to find the best places and the best prices for your dream vacation rental.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To find the perfect place to stay, go to Tripping.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to goberkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. Goberkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. 55305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we are back live, fourth hour with Paul Watson. We're going to host a little bit into that hour with him to finish your calls. and cover his story. It's up on Infowars.com right now. Ex-banker involved in global currency exchanges says he was invited to take part in child sacrifice rituals. He's very credible. He is who he says he is. It's in major newspapers in the Netherlands. It's now been translated into English. The full interview is up on Infowars.com. He breaks down crying during it, but it starts with a lot of hot women, drugs, then it's, hey, pedophilia, then it's kill kids. These are animals. You've got to train yourself that they're animals. You've got to basically lose your soul to be part of this. You're a psychopath in training. This is everything we've told you. It's what's in Eyes Wide Shut. It's what we've exposed. Millie Weaver.
Yeah, it's pretty disturbing, Alex, and it actually fits a lot of what we did, this investigative report called The Dark Side of the Occult, and how we kind of really broke down into why they do these child sacrifices and how there are these ancient alchemical manuscripts that talk about drinking children's blood and that being the whole, basically the elixir of life, the philosopher's stone, in the sense that they thought that they could achieve immortality and that they could maintain their youth and vigor. And if you actually look at it today, what do you see? We've actually seen that there are studies now where the elite can partake as the test subject and pay $8,000 to receive blood transfusions
from children,
from babies. Yes, this is going on right now.
That's mainstream news. I mean, that's the big field that Peter Thiel is talking about promoting and pushing. But, you know, doing it not from kids, but from other sources of younger folks that volunteer for it. But it is vampirism. Let's go ahead and roll a few minutes of this report up on Infowars.com. This is a Dutch banker. You can find out his name and more information on Infowars.com. But here's Bernard.
To put it carefully, most of these people followed not very mainstream religion. So, you have Catholics, Protestants, all sorts of religions. These people, most of them, were Luciferians. And then you can say, religion is a fairy tale. God doesn't exist. None of that is real. Well, for these people, it is truth and reality. And they served something immaterial, what they called Lucifer. And I also was in contact with those circles, only I laughed at it because to me they were just clients. So, I went to places called Churches of Satan.
So now we are talking about Satanism.
Yes. So, I visited these churches just as a visitor dropped by, and then they were doing their holy mass with naked woman and liquor and stuff. And it just amused me. I didn't believe in any of this stuff and was far from convinced if any of this was real.
It was just a spectacle to you.
Yes, in my opinion, the darkness and evil is within the people themselves. I didn't make the connection yet, so I was a guest in those circles and it amused me greatly to see all those named women and the other things. It was the good life. But then at some point, I was invited, which is why I'm telling you all this, to participate in sacrifices abroad.
And he breaks down.
That was the breaking point.
Wasn't funny anymore.
Children.
You were asked to do that?
Yes. And I couldn't do that.
Would you like to stop for a moment, by the way?
No. And then I started to slowly break down.
Got a conscience.
I lived through quite a lot as a child myself, and this really touched me deeply.
All right, we're going to be back.
Everything changed.
With the fourth hour. Do you have a soul? It's not too late to resist this force.
Thank you.
Fourth hour, straight ahead. With Paul Watson, myself, and Millie Weaver. Spread the word. We're resisting. We're fighting back. After being sold out.